I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. The cast of Wicked will be stepping out of character on Monday. After two performances Sunday of Wicked at the Fox, they'll take the stage Monday at the Sheldon for A Wicked Wonderland, an evening benefiting Stages St. Louis and Broadway Cares. Lauren Houghton is part of Wicked's national touring company and the understudy for Nessa Rose. And Kristen Goodman is the marketing director for Stages St. Louis. Welcome to Cityscape.
Thanks for having us.
It's good to be here.
Lauren, I love the show, like everyone does. This is the untold story of the Witches of Oz. Score aside, it's an eyeful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just visually.
Yeah, it's very spectacular. Our lighting is pretty incredible. Our costumes are, albeit heavy and hard to wear every night, they are gorgeous and really tell the story. I mean, we won a Tony for our costume design in 2004. And, I mean, it's very spectacular every night to just put on.
So as a cast member, what are some of the things that you're wearing during the production?
In Emerald City, I wear a costume. I call it the Queen of Hearts costume. I literally look like Queen Elizabeth in those pictures or from time gone by. And there's like a big...
You're the size of a Volkswagen,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, basically, I double myself every night on stage. And then I'm a mob character. I'm a student. And it's a thrill to, kind of change characters every scene. Yeah.
This is the fourth time Wicked, the company, has come to St. Louis. So Is it much fun to be in as it is to watch?
Yes, it is. It's a really fun score to sing. It's a really fun story to tell. I've been doing the production on and off for 5 years, and I thought I'd be sick of it by now, but I have to tell you, I'm honestly not. It's a really fun show.
Well, Kristen Goodman, Stages St. Louis, it's really a destination spot here for musical theater also.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah. We're excited to be coming upon our 27th season at the Robert G. Rhyme Theater in Kirkwood. That'll open in May of this coming year, so we're thrilled to be partnering with Broadway Cares and the cast of Wicked for this event in our off season. It's a great fit.
As I said, this benefit will benefit Stages St. Louis and an organization called Broadway Cares, which we'll get into later. But it's somehow fitting, isn't it, that the cast of such a great musical is going to do a benefit to support a group that does great musicals?
It's wonderful, and I know it's part of Wicked's mission and kind of their theme of acceptance in their show, and it's part of our mission to further the art form of musical theater. So it's excellent.
Lauren, you grew up in Detroit and Atlanta, but you did spend a summer with Stages St. Louis.
I did a production of Cabaret here, and being a Candor and Ebb fan, it was kind of a dream show of mine when I got the call and I was cast in the production here. I was just thrilled, and I had an amazing summer here.
And what role did you play in Cabaret?
I was Texas, a dancer, a singer. It was really just such a fun production.
So you went from Texas to Queen Elizabeth, sort of. Both very large entities, I might add. That's great. Well, David Elder was on Cityscape that year, 2006, was it?
Yes.
He played the MC, and he's part of Stages.
He's
here
every
season, isn't he?
He is. He was one of our leads in My One and Only last season, and a chorus line in the season before that. And yeah, David Elder is incredible, and fans here love him.
He is.
He's like the quintessential song and dance man.
He is. Very charming as well.
Yeah, he's great. All right, A Wicked Wonderland, benefiting Stages and Broadway Cares. That's going to be Monday at the Sheldon. Broadway Cares, Lauren, could you give us a little insight on that group? And this is a thing that Cast of Wicked's been doing for some years, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We've raised a lot of money every year. We have Easter Bonnet. We just finished up a collection period this fall. Kind of as a fun, competitive thing. All the Broadway shows, all the national tours do a competition, and we try to raise money. We get real inventive. Like, we did signed posters this year. We had Wicked Good Cook aprons. We're also going to have those on Monday night. So everyone gets real creative in selling different products that... And all the benefit, they all benefit Broadway Cares. The organization benefits men, women, and children living with AIDS or HIV. It also benefits women with breast and ovarian cancer. So it reaches people all over the country. Broadway Cares is in New York City, but then they'll find when we collected in Syracuse and Schenectady, they benefited local charities there.
So, Kristen, how did Stages become a part of this?
Well, we were lucky enough to have some connections like Lauren and Becca, our other event co-chair, and they already kind of knew about stages and you know, reached out to us as sort of a local partner to help with a little bit of the logistics as far as, you know, setting up the event and picking the venue and, you know, bringing the crowd there and that kind of thing. So we were just really excited to be selected and to work with them.
Yeah, bring us up to date with stages. Part of your theater is going to stay where it is in Kirkwood, but part of you is moving to Chesterfield.
That's right. Well, our administrative offices and our Performing Arts Academy are in kind of a temporary space in near Chesterfield Mall, and we're moving into a permanent space, the former Cole Am building, just there by Chesterfield Parkway East. Beautiful, big building that'll be a fantastic upgrade for the Performing Arts Academy. But we are going to still perform our shows at the Robert G. Ryan Theater in Kirkwood, and the Theater for Young Audiences show will be at Chaminade again this year, so definitely have a presence in both spots.
That's Kristen Goodman of Stages. We're also talking to a cast member from Wicked, Lauren Houghton. Lauren, you mentioned it briefly. Let's talk a little more about the theme of it, the theme of the benefit and how that reflects really the story of Wicked.
Well, the benefit is really a celebration of the holiday season. You know, people would come to me in the cast and they're like, I really want to be passionate about this song. I really am touched by this Christmas song. And I just kind of, cast members came up to me with ideas and, you know, and the whole theme of Wicked is acceptance. And
can you go into that a little bit more, what you mean by that?
Well,
it's let me jump in. Because we prejudge witches, don't we?
Yes, we do. You know, there's so many undertones to Wicked. There's political, so many things. But I think the story we're following is Elphaba's story. And, I mean, everyone has, it's about bullying. I mean, so many things that are relatable to kids, adults nowadays. You know, they always find a character that they're like, oh, I was Glinda. I was that person. I think that's what's so great about the show is you can really latch on. You can really connect with one of the two girls, mostly.
Right. Well, you realize that these witches are real people, and some of them have very good qualities and good people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you relate it to Broadway Cares, for a long time there's been a stigma with AIDS and about the people who have AIDS. So it really is.
Yeah, it fits. One and the same, yeah. It's a very similar thing there, yeah.
Well, what have you got planned for Monday?
Oh, my gosh. I got a little sneak peek of their set list, and it's going to be an incredible show.
Well, let me just start with Lauren, then. What are you going to do?
I'm doing a version of Jingle Bells. Michael Bublé came out with an album last year, and I'm obsessed with his version. And we have Fierro singing the Michael Bublé part. And we're going to have a three-piece band. So we have a bass, a drum, and a pianist, and then three girls singing in kind of like an Andrew Sisters style, like backing him up. So I'm real excited. I'm in that number. And then I'm also doing Baby It's Cold Outside, which is a classic.
That's a great song. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a classic with one of my best friends in the cast. We both did the L.A. Company. And now we're now on tour, so it's kind of fun for us to do.
How many of the cast members are going to be involved in this? And maybe talk about what some of the others are doing.
I think we have, there's about 32, 33 cast members. I think like 25 of us are involved.
Wow.
And if they're not performing, they're helping out. So it's really an amazing group of actors, very giving people, you know.
Can you give us some examples and maybe some of what the other people are doing?
We're opening the show with Carol of the Bells. The entire women's ensemble will be doing that. It's a beautiful arrangement. It's the Celtic women arrangement of that song. We are doing a White Christmas medley. White Christmas is one of my favorite movies to watch every year. And we're doing Blue Skies from that. And they're doing a little Soft Shoe. We're doing an a cappella version of Snow. We're doing the Drifters version of White Christmas. We have a guy in our cast who can sing higher than I can, I think. So he will be singing like that high version of the Drifters' Christmas, Well, Wait Christmas. And then Sisters, of course. And we got Big Feather Fans for the classic Sisters song and dance. We're doing Something's Coming, but not in four-part harmony. So it was from Sondheim on Sondheim a couple years ago. And this is like, you know, there are a few things that I thought up. But then our cast is so creative and so excited about these opportunities that they came to me with a lot of this stuff.
Well, so. This is on Monday. This is your only day off.
Yeah, I know. But next week is Christmas. So It's really exciting. You know, when you do Wicked every day, and as amazing as a show it is, and such a joy to sing, everyone likes the opportunity to sing other material, and especially around the holidays. I think a lot of us are really big Christmas fans, so it's just fun for us.
How long are cast members usually in a touring production?
We have people on tour that this is their fourth year on tour.
Really?
I've been here for 2 years. It just depends. Some people, touring isn't for them, and it's a six-month thing. And then they leave and go back to New York. They have, you know, significant others. But some people, they make it a lifestyle, and it they're just, you know, they have the traveling bug, and they make a lifestyle out of it. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Kristen, there's some other exciting things happening on Monday, too. In addition to the performance, you're having both, I think, a silent and a live auction with some pretty interesting packages that are going to be going to be out there.
I am super excited about the auction items.
I want to know about Glinda's bubble.
For fans of Wicked, you're going to geek out, as they say. You can. There's many backstage tour opportunities. You can ride in Glinda's bubble. You can watch the greening of Elphaba before the show, see how Elphaba gets green.
How long does that take?
It's got to take a while, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as long as you'd think. We do have a makeup artist who does it every day. So she has to get there at half hour, and it only takes like 15, 20 minutes.
Really? I went up a few weeks ago to Hannibal to interview Hal Holbrook, where he's doing Mark Twain Tonight. It took him – we had dinner at midnight after his performance. It took him an hour and a half to take his makeup off. So I thought, gee, the green stuff must take, you know, hours.
I think getting it off is a little harder than getting it on.
Right. Okay. And there's a walk-on role as well, which I know people will be really excited about.
Back up. What was that?
A walk-on role you can win in our live auction, which will happen at intermission during the show. You will actually appear on stage in one of the scenes at the Fox in the Tony Award-winning costume. And it's very exciting.
Does the green makeup have anything to do with that?
I don't think you get green for the walk-on role, but you might wear something green.
There can only be one green girl.
Yeah.
So in addition to all the things that you mentioned, it also includes a couple of seats to see the show, all the auction items, right?
The auction items, for those that include a backstage tour or a walk-on, it does include house seats, I believe, for that performance.
Let's talk about backstage for a second. Backstage Fox. Lauren? Come on. I mean, have you seen the walls?
It's iconic. I mean, Becca, my friend who is doing the production with me on Sunday, she was like, I'm geeking out a little bit. It's I mean, are you seeing the names on these walls? Are you seeing the dates? Like how, you know, it's incredible to be in a place like that, you know, and I'm finding friends. Oh, I did summer stock like 10 years ago with this person. I worked with this person like 3 years ago, you know.
I guess we should explain for those that don't know, backstage at the Fox for, I don't know, maybe – I guess ever since it reopened back in the late 80s, right? People that have played there over the years will write something on the wall, their names, the shows they were in, the date.
Oh, it's like artwork back there. They're creating murals, and I mean, it's incredible, you know. So every show will paint something on the walls, and then the entire cast and crew will sign it, and it's a really neat thing to walk. You can walk up and down those stairs and just find so many famous actors, friends. It's really cool.
Well, this event at Wicked Wonderland is 7 p.m. at the Sheldon this Monday, and there's a VIP reception after that. What's involved with that?
There is. General admission is $50, and that includes the fabulous show. And then the $100 VIP ticket includes a post-show reception. It's a meet and greet with the cast. That's when our silent auction will be taking place, so it'll be opportunity to win some, you know, memorabilia, some signed merchandise, some one-of-a-kind items, and get a chance to maybe get an autograph from the talented cast.
Wow. Lauren, I have to – I'm so curious to ask you about you being an actress. You're the understudy for Nessa Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those people who don't know, that's the character – that's the Wicked Witch of the East where in the movie Dorothy's house lands on her,
mm-hmm.
right, which is the beginning of Dorothy's problems.
Yeah, so the whole thing about Wicked is it's before Dorothy drops in. So, yeah, we go on a journey with Elphaba, and her sister is the Wicked Witch of the East, Nessa Rose. I really enjoy understudying the character. It's not as much pressure. It's not as daunting as, say, the Green Girl every night. But she has quite a journey. She goes from a very sweet, innocent ingenue in the first act to she has quite a turn in the second act.
Well, I've always wanted to ask an understudy this. I want you to tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, Do you ever secretly hope maybe a certain actress catches the flu? Or?
Oh, boy. I don't. I'm actually very good friends with Arnessa Rose, and I do not wish that upon her. But, you know, there are things, and people need vacations, and people need that. So, you know, and it works out for both of us when that happens.
Is there ever a run during your show when understudy is not able to take the stage in that role? Does that ever happen? When an understudy never assumes the role they're understudying.
Oh, my first year out here, it was 6 months before I went on. Nessa Rose is not quite as demanding as the other girls in the show. So the girl we had just didn't want to take any vacation, didn't want any time off. So I just waited in the wings for 6 months. I mean, I went on for ensemble roles a lot, but I was just I was waiting in the wings for a while. But this year I've been on quite a bit. People, you know, need to go visit family or whatever. So it's been really, really fun.
Good. Kristen, maybe talk just a little bit about stages. It has a unique place, I think, in theater in St. Louis. And one aspect of that is your employment of actors. So could you talk a little bit about what stages means to the working actor in St. Louis?
Sure. Yeah. For, you know, 26 years now, Stages has really been proud of our ability to hire professional actors from the St. Louis community. We do, you know, have auditions in New York and we pull a lot of talent from around the country. But a lot of our fan favorites are, you know, homegrown talent here in St. Louis and have been performing at Stages for years and years. And we're really, you know, proud to be able to employ people throughout our season, you know, year after year.
It's A Wicked Wonderland, Monday, 7 p.m. at the Sheldon. I like the way they put it in the press releases. The cast will be doing non-Ozzian roles. So they're not doing the Wicked score. This is mostly holiday stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's Monday, 7 o'clock. A VIP reception will follow. If you'd like tickets, it's MetroTix at 314-534-1111. If you go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, we'll have a link for all the information, whether you want to buy tickets for Monday. Or if you want to see Wicked, which you should, which is running now through January 6th at the Fabulous Fox, we'll have links to all that on the Cityscape page. So in conclusion, we want to thank you both for being here. Monday is going to be a blast. I just know it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking to Kristen Goodman, Marketing Director for Stages St. Louis, and Lauren Houghton, who is a cast member of Wicked, the understudy for Nessa Rose. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Tonight, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every night.
Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And time now for a look at the Cityscape calendar. St. Louis Ballet presents Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet in 13 performances, beginning tonight at 7 and continuing through December 23rd in UMSL's Two Hill Performing Arts Center. Al Fisher leads the Gateway Men's Chorus with guest artist cantor Seth Warner in a program titled Holiday, tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in Washington University's 560 Music Center on Trinity Avenue. The National Lutheran Choir presents a Christmas concert tomorrow afternoon at 2 and at 5 at Christ Church Cathedral at 13th and Locust, downtown. Horst Buchholz conducts the St. Louis Archdiocesan Chorus and Orchestra in St. Louis Cathedral Concerts Christmas at the Cathedral tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, and Sunday afternoon at 2:30 in the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis on Lindell. Native American flutist John McInulty presents a concert featuring Rumi's Wedding Night as part of an evening of healing between Christian, Muslim, and Jew, Monday night, 8 o'clock, at the Ethical Society of St. Louis on Clayton Road. The evening begins with a panel discussion at 7 and will conclude with an open dialogue with the audience. And you can find out more about these and other events on the events section of stlpublicradio.org. Next week on Cityscape, we'll talk with Philip Barnes about the St. Louis Chamber Chorus's concert, Wonder Upon Wonder Will Arrive to Me, featuring a world premiere and several settings of Omanium Mysterium. Join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he and a panel of legal experts will discuss current issues pertaining to the law. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, engineered by Aaron Dorr, with production assistance from Ariana Tobin and Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and please join us next week.